What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, hell
and it's,
yes.
It's time to get horny like we've never gotten horny before.
I have never been this horny before.
So I mean, okay. We got a lot of checks and balances here.
Yeah.
This is our first time recording Bachelor in Paradise.
And my first time watching.
It's your first time watching Bachelor in Paradise because you didn't watch last season. This is my third season of Bachelor in Paradise. I'm here for it.
I've been going through a lot of emotions with this show.
Yeah.
And holy crap, is it crazy.
Now, and then, of course, to dial back on the horniness a little bit, we are 3 weeks behind schedule.
Yes.
And much like we were for the finale episode.
That was 1 week.
That was only 1 week, but we've just gotten worse.
Yeah.
We'll catch up. We're going as fast as we can.
The quality will be as good as ever.
The quality is still going to be top notch.
Absolutely.
Because we've discussed this multiple times. Bachelor in Paradise, out of the four big Bachelor shows, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor Winter Games, and Bachelor in Paradise is my favorite.
Holy crap, and I understand it now.
Bachelor in Paradise is my favorite.
It's bonkers.
So, I guess the best thing to do is to give a little bit of background even on what this show is, because it's completely different from anything else.
I think it's because I understand it now that I've watched it a bit, but I think it's best if you explain how you know, because you know it better than I do. Just give the how Bachelor in Paradise works and how the whole thing runs.
So Bachelor in Paradise is it's sort of like, this is such a horrible phrase, I'm going to use it. It's almost like it's like a love letter to Batch Nation.
Yes.
It is a show that has basically zero structure and just all the alcohol. And it takes all of your fan favorites.
And some of your
And also Chris Arndt. Yeah. And also some people who suck. But it takes everyone who makes good television, basically. It's the kind of show that takes your Tias, your Coltons, and that's all I can ever think about because that's all they want me to think about. But it also brings
your
in your Kendalls,
your Joes,
your Kennys, everyone you love, and it just leaves them on the show takes them and just leaves them on a beach, and with a bar and a bartender that you love, Wells, and new this season Yuki Poyo, who this world does not deserve. And just leaves them there, occasionally gives them dates, occasionally there's a rose ceremony. If you're lucky, you'll see Chris Harrison sneaking by in the distance.
Just like doing like a little tiptoe.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
And they just film them and they just let the drama unfold.
Which is weird to say that the show is starring Chris Harrison and he is almost never in it.
He's almost never in it. Except for we'll talk about him. But because, and this show is just completely structureless. You know how The Bachelor, like every episode begins with Chris Harrison saying, "All right, guys, there's going to be three group dates this week. There's going to be two one-on-one dates this week, and then a cocktail party, and then a rose ceremony,
and then it's the next week."
And then it's the next week. You don't get that on Bachelor
Not
in Paradise.
In
Bachelor in Paradise, there is nothing other than just like, this is going to be a date, maybe.
It's just a free-flowing thing until a rose ceremony.
Is there going to be a rose ceremony? Yeah. Maybe.
Exactly.
Who's giving out roses, the men or the women? Because that's how that this works in Paradise. In Paradise,
it's a weekly thing.
It's
right?
A weekly. Yeah, you get a weekly rose ceremony. The first episode doesn't have one, but it's but they alternate between who gives out the roses. Either all of the men have a rose and they give it to one woman each.
Yeah.
Or all the women have roses, they give it to a man, and there's always a disproportionate number of men and women. So every week you're losing people, but also every week you gain new people.
Yes.
So everything sort of stays off balance.
So every week there's like surprise guests, or not guests. There's surprise guests, but there's also surprise contestants.
This is what's hard about recording this podcast 3 weeks after the fact, is because we're talking about things that kind of happened next week.
Well, but I think that's always how it's been, though. There's always surprise guests.
Even
in the promo.
Well, no, I mean, okay.
Even the promo show surprise guests that you weren't like.
We're talking about Becca. Because Becca does show up next week, basically, in week two.
Right.
But that's really the only surprise guest that I've ever seen on this. Like,
Like, don't we know Ben Higgins is supposed to show up?
Yeah, we've seen a surprise. Yeah, in a trailer, Ben Higgins is showing up. Ari and Lauren are going
to
be there.
That's what I mean. I mean surprise to them, though. I'm not okay. saying surprise
to us. No. Well, it's a surprise to us, too, because, like, sorry. Because, the past seasons of Bachelor in Paradise haven't had that.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had those surprise guests before. Like, it's just the people in really? Paradise. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're not always dragging in past bachelors and bachelorettes to be on this show.
Gotcha.
Just to shake shit up and make Colton question his relationship with Tia again.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Yeah, that was... Sorry, I'm going to cough again.
It's okay, I coughed in our last episode.
No, I know, but I've got some sandwich in my throat.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we were eating sandwiches before the recording.
It was a really nice moment that we shared. Yeah. Like most of our moments.
Yeah, we pretty much consistently have very nice moments.
It's true, it's really
We
beautiful.
Had one bad moment, and that was when we disagreed about Peter and Brian. And that was really the only bad moment in our friendship, I think.
it tested us so much.
We have so few bad moments.
We were on the brink.
Yeah, but let's get back to Bachelor in Paradise, because fuck Peter and fuck Brian. Yeah,
fuck them both.
Just fuck them both. Because we're here now. It's the future. We're not thinking about them anymore.
Just thinking about Joe.
All I can do is think about Joe. So let's talk about Bachelor in Paradise. So Bachelor in Paradise, it takes place at a resort in Mexico.
Yes.
And
of like, which I can't pronounce the name. Let's just... But it's nice.
Yeah. So we are talking about, so we open with what I thought was an incredible description of Bachelor in Paradise from Chris Harrison. Like, it opens,
I just love that he goes like, hey, I'm Chris Harrison.
I'm Chris Harrison,
this
the host.
Is Bachelor in Paradise.
And he talks about Bachelor in Paradise, and it ends with him turning a sign that says closed to open.
Open.
Which at the end of every season, he turns it to closed. Like, that's a
okay.
thing.
Okay, yeah.
It's so good.
I figured it was a thing, but it's a very dramatic sign.
It's so dramatic.
It was great.
And it's Chris Harrison, and it's like a walk and talk with Chris Harrison, but it's just Chris Harrison and a camera.
You know, speaking of a walk and talk with Chris Harrison, how much would you love him to be like if you're like going on tour somewhere, and he's your tour guide? How great of a tour guide would Chris Harrison be?
I just want Chris Harrison to be a part of my life. Like,
oh, I mean, that's for sure. But I'm saying, like, if you went to the Capitol, and he's like, on your left is the Lincoln Monument.
Coming up. On your left.
On your left.
The Lincoln Memorial.
The Lincoln Memorial. He was our 16th president. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lincoln
good.
Is 16. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all coming up tonight.
It's all coming up tonight on your tour.
On this tour.
You'd be such a good tour guide.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But anyway, after our little our introduction from Chrissy Harrison,
we get what honestly to me is the highlight of my summer every year, the Bachelor in Paradise theme song.
Yes.
Which is Almost Paradise.
Yes.
We're knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah. Almost Paradise.
And it's like a bad 80s like TV show
theme
song.
It's so horrible, yeah.
And with like...
And like it's like mildly depressing in some way. Like, it's happy, but it's like...
Well, because there are people who definitely have like a thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
And then there's people who didn't know what the fuck to do. Because you get the classic like sitcom trope of like you have their name and then you have them
the intro.
Look at the camera and smile. And some people are doing... things like Kendall has like his giant animal skull. Jordan is wearing his golden underwear. David's lying on a stretcher, and then there's like Chelsea who's just drinking something. Like,
she's like, "That's what I'm doing."
Like she didn't have a thing other than her son, I guess.
Yeah, and Annalise is like freaking out.
Annalise is freaking out over a bird, which is great.
Makes sense.
Which yeah, but there's the people who
Kenny does a backflip
because he's wonderful.
He's awesome.
Eric does a little shimmy dance.
That's his fucking thing. That is so Eric.
Astrid is holding melons over her chest because she has very large boobs.
Right, which like that's a little more overt.
It's a little, but like
the Bachelor's
okay.
doing. Like,
we're
not being crude, guys. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, like they're being crude.
Kevin,
we're just commenting.
Kevin,
on
who
it.
Has like you know like a rockin' bod.
Oh shit, Kevin's on this show.
Yeah, Kevin's on this show, but he's like he's in the fireman pants.
Well, he is a fireman.
Oh, I know he's a fireman. I'm just saying like there's like look at how attractive Kevin. Yeah. Like yeah, that's how they do. Kevin's. what's another? What's another
Joe?
Good one?
Joe has like Joe a, is like, a bag of groceries that rips on the bottom,
open, and he's like, that's how the bag crumbles.
Yeah, that's the sometimes the bag rips, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't use plastic because that's bad for the environment. Use paper at my
Joe's
store.
Joe's so green, man. Yeah, he's the best.
Exactly,
Joe the grocer.
Yeah,
I love that dude so much.
I love him so much.
You're gonna love him even more as the show goes on.
Oh my god,
nothing
yes.
is gonna make you dislike Joe in this show.
God,
so
I hope not. I do not like.
No, I'm saying in all these episodes so far, there's nothing that has made me dislike.
No,
Joe.
I want
only
Joe.
Made me love him.
God,
I mean, you know, like I'm here. It's Bachelor.
It's
you know?
The Bachelor.
It's the Bachelor.
You know,
if Joe, if Joe like gets kicked off the show, I want him to be the Bachelor so fucking
no, I,
badly.
Honestly, I could see him being the Bachelor. Imagine, like, we've talked about the Bachelor.
The Bachelor. Which is, no, 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 that's what I'm saying. I like, want our prediction to be true.
Yeah, no, I want us to be right about happening. The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Because you know, as if, when they announce that Joe's the Bachelor.
People are going to freak the fuck
one,
out.
One, people are going to freak the fuck out. But two, we are going to freak the fuck out. Because
we called it.
Because one, we called it. And two, we're going to start being able to say the Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
It's like, what are you doing Monday night? Oh, we got to watch the Bachelor.
You know, he's got
to like, I'm sorry, why are you saying it like
he's
that?
From Chicago.
You're watching
it's
The Bachelor
no,
tonight?
The Bachelor.
No, no, no. We're watching The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
You know,
you know
the Bachelor?
Bachelor?
You know the Bachelor? Joe?
Have you seen him? He's great.
He's just your average Joe.
He's just your average Joe. Oh, God, he's so awesome.
Oh, he's wonderful, and I love him. So we move on past the theme song where there are other people who are not, who I don't care about.
Yeah.
sorry, Nisha. But
she has just—they haven't given Nisha anything.
They haven't given Nisha any screen or Angela. Like that, like
Angela's had like a little.
Angela's had a little screen time, but like very few people. Like they're because let's be honest, this whole episode is about Tia and Colton.
Yeah, 1,000%.
So we're so we get sort of like the you know how in the beginning of each season of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, we get a little bit of we get like video
get
openings
intro
for
videos,
people, we get interest video.
We're supposed to be a little excited for.
We get those again.
Of course.
Kendall gets another one.
Which is great.
Which is great, and I love it because she's talking about how, like, I'm Kendall, I'm not all taxidermy and ukuleles, there's other parts to me. I feel like I don't need to be weird anymore to, like, find love.
Which that will come into play in a
which
little bit.
Which Kendall gave up on that philosophy immediately.
Yeah, Kendall's just like, nah, I'm
like,
I'm own
like
me.
Kendall is just Kendall. Like, you,
yeah,
like,
no, she's just,
like,
she's
okay.
just like, look, I'm gonna own me.
Yeah.
And I dig that. That's what makes
yeah.
Kendall great.
That's what makes Kendall wonderful. Who else we got? We got Kenny. He's back.
Kenny has his. He's in there for his redemption, though. He's ready to go because, you know, he was talking about, like, some of the emotion he had on Rachel's season and that, you know, he's his daughter and him have kind of, his daughter's like, no, you go do this
yeah.
for you. And I'm like, good job, Kenny's daughter.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
Kenzie.
Kenzie. Good job, Kenzie.
Yeah. And I remember that because Chris Harrison asked him, does Kenzie know where you are? And he says, of course she does.
Of course she does. I'm like a really responsible yeah. father.
I'm a very responsible father that has left her twice now to be on reality television.
Oh, fuck. Like, that goes against the thing I just said
but
hard.
But again, I do have faith that Kenny is a very
no,
good
no,
father.
No,
yeah.
I fully believe Kenny's like a phenomenal father.
Yeah. Who else has an opening? This was 3 weeks. Kevin, we get Kevin.
That's right. Kevin, who said he's very interested in Crystal.
Kevin is very interested in Crystal. He also talks about his past relationship with Bibiana on Bachelor Winter Games.
Mm.
Kevin, prior to this, we've talked about this, was a contestant on The Bachelorette Canada.
Yes.
So Winter Games was sort of
I
his
like
first.
I like Kevin. That doesn't do much, but I like him.
He's fine.
He's a good boy. He's
yeah.
just like a good boy.
Yeah. He did, and I think this is worth bringing up, when his season of Bachelor Canada, he won. Like, he got engaged to the lead, Jasmine.
Yeah, and they broke up, right?
And then they broke up, and then he was on Bachelor Winter Games. He briefly dated Bibiana. He was then with Ashley I, who, according to him, cheated on him with Jared.
And now they're getting married,
and now they're
right?
getting married. Ashley I and Jared have kind of been had a weird thing forever. So, like, I'm kind of happy for them that
good for them.
They kind of work
Figured
shit out.
It out.
I feel bad for Kevin because I feel like
he's
just
a good boy.
He wasn't my favorite boy on Bachelorette Canada.
No, but everything I see of him, like, you're a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Like, you're just a good boy.
Yeah.
He's interested in Crystal. Crystal also has an
Crystal
opening.
Also comes back.
Who did she say she's interested in? Did she mention she was interested in someone?
I don't
in
remember.
Her?
This was weeks ago.
She's
speaking in her normal register.
Which they make fun
which
of.
Which they
right
bring
the
up. Yep.
Jordan has one. He actually says he's very interested in Annalise.
Yes.
from the beginning.
Speaking of Annalise, she has one
too. She also has one.
Where she lists her fears, which includes bumper cars, dogs, birds, sombreros, which, girl, you're in the wrong country right now.
Yeah, I was like, that's dumb.
Airplanes. Like, Annalise is afraid of everything.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you bring her on here? She clearly has, like...
And she said she has a fear of sombreros, but she's currently in Mexico.
Oh my God.
She's not going to do too hot, is she?
Annalise is insane.
She's got...
She seems, like, perfectly fine.
She's got,
like,
some work to do.
Oh, man. There's just, like, she seems like she has too much anxiety for this show in every single way.
Yeah. David gets an intro package where he discusses his what seems like a very unhealthy relationship with his mother.
Oh, my God. This is just horrible.
Yep.
Like, Mom! It was very much... It was
Mom,
very
more
much,
tendies!
It was very much Will Ferrell in
Step Brothers.
No. It was very much Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
It was like, Mom! Meatloaf!
Yes.
Mom, where's that meatloaf?
He does say at one point, literally, unfortunately, I can't marry my mom, which
and
is
I was like, oh,
which I said, why would gross. You say that? That's a gross thing you said.
Like, yeah, okay, David. Remember how I had like a little, I was like, you're kind of okay?
Yeah.
Not anymore, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't love you no more.
Who else gets an opening?
Did John get one?
John? John Venmo Johns? Johnny
John
Tsunami?
Johnny Tsunami.
My sweet boy. I don't think he got one, but he is also on Paradise, and I still love him.
I do, too.
I think he's wonderful.
I wasn't sure if Johnny Tsunami had gotten an intro.
I don't think he did. He has been posting a lot on Instagram lately because he saw Crazy Rich Asians, and he loved it.
Yeah.
Which, I also loved it. I'm just going to throw
you
that
saw
out
Crazy
there.
Rich Asians?
I did see Crazy Rich Good. Asians, and I also liked it. And, like, John posted, like, this a whole long Instagram thing.
I read his whole Instagram
Yeah, about, like, representation and being half Chinese. And I actually, like, sent him, like, I, like, tweeted at him, too, being like, hey, man, I'm also half Chinese, and I like seeing you on The Bachelorette. You're cool.
Did he like it?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
No, he didn't, but...
Oh, come on, Venmo John.
Come on, Venmo
come on,
John.
Johnny Tsunami.
Come on. Come on, half Chinese.
Yeah,
we're both half Chinese.
Come
on. We're supposed to be friends.
It meant a lot to him, bro.
Yeah. You're half Chinese. You're on The Bachelorette. I'm half Chinese. I watch The Bachelorette. We clearly have a lot in common.
Oh, and sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot. Bibiana also has an intro.
Bibiana has an intro.
And she talks about butts
where she
a lot.
Talks about her butt.
A lot.
A lot.
She goes, I'm wearing just everything that shows up my butt. Butts.
And she's like, I want them to censor my butt.
Butts. It's all about the butt.
Yeah. So then after all of these, we get sort of this next montage of people arriving to Paradise, and as they pass through the gates to Paradise, Chris Harrison greets them.
Yes.
Hello.
Good to see you. I'm Chris Harrison.
Yes. So T is the first person to show up.
She is the first person, that's right.
Chris Harrison.
Tia!
Tia, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Welcome to Paradise. You're the first one here.
Go in. No.
Have fun.
Colton's not here yet.
We're going to start some drama with you, aren't we? We're going to start some drama, huh?
I would love that.
Get in there.
He's like the camp counselor.
He is. that's what this is. Bachelor in Paradise is summer camp.
It's summer camp.
And Chris Harrison is the counselor.
Yeah, I'm realizing this as we're talking about it.
Actually, no,
Chris
I take
Harrison
that back. No,
nope. Is basically their like summer camp director.
Chris Harrison is the director.
He's the director of camp.
Wells and Yuki are the counselors.
Yeah, they are.
Wells and Yuki are the counselors.
They are the summer camp counselors.
Yep.
And Chris Harrison is camp director.
Before we talk too much about Yuki, I just want to real quick throw in there. She's not in this
she's
episode.
She's not in the first episode.
Yeah, we're still talking about the first episode.
She's still getting there. She's
yeah.
traveling.
She's on her way. She's coming from Japan. It's a long way.
She's probably hella jet lagged.
She's so jet lagged, but like, I don't know. We'll get to her. We'll talk about her next week.
Yeah.
And by next week, I mean, God, I hope in like a day. But let's... So next up is Eric,
yes.
who placed third in Rachel's season.
Mm-hmm.
Very good dancer.
Very, very good dancer. I'm a big fan of
big
Eric.
Big fan of Eric.
Love,
I like him.
Eric.
He talks about miracles a lot. He's good. He goes down the...
It's miracle season, baby.
It's miracle season. He goes down... He says hi to Chris, shakes his hand, goes down to the beach, says hi to Tia... And they talk for...
They start talking a little bit. They start to be hitting it off. It's
yeah.
really nice. They're having a nice convo.
Yeah, they are. They're having a good time. I don't remember the order of who shows up.
No, it's fine. You're
All I know is that...
I think Kem shows up next, doesn't she?
Who?
Kendall,
my perfect sweet girl. Sure. Maybe she's next.
Or is it Crystal? No, it's not Crystal. Crystal's in for a little while.
I the only person who stands out to me as Sean is Bibiana, because she shows up.
Yes.
And she shows up, she shakes Chris Harrison's hand, gives him a hug, does the whole thing, and she's like, wow, this road is really bumpy getting to paradise. And Chris is like, yes. And she says, that row, that's the most action my uterus has gotten in a while. And Chris Harrison just stares at her blankly in the eyes and then says, I don't know what that means.
I don't think he wants to know what it means.
Yeah.
Like, he's sad that he knows what it means.
He's sad that he knows. And of course he knows. 3 weeks ago, he gave Colton a sex talk.
Well, Bibiana, if you choose to spend your evening with someone in paradise, well, that could change.
Yeah. But I just the blank stare he gives her, I don't know what that means.
Because he doesn't want to react to that.
He doesn't want to react to this weird thing she just said.
Oh, she also talks about her butt, and then in her thing she says, I gotta follow the vagine. I gotta follow what my vagina tells me a lot.
Yeah, do it.
That is a direct quote.
And she uses, I think she says hoo-ha.
Okay, fine. Hoo-ha. But still.
Well, it's not a direct quote then. Don't misquote Bibiana.
You're right, absolutely. But she implies that she must follow.
She follows the hoo-ha.
The hoo-ha, where it tells her to go.
God, sorry, now I'm thinking about Borat.
Why?
Because you're saying vagine.
Oh, okay.
And then there's... So,
oh, I see what I did to you there. Yeah. Sorry.
There's also a scene in the Borat movie, which is... I think it's one of the most underrated lines in that movie. Where he's like talking to someone at a rodeo, and the man asks him if he's Muslim, and his response is, "Am I Muslim? No, I am Kazakh. I follow the hawk."
I follow the hawk.
It's like, what? Wait, what?
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Please, let's continue. No, please, you're the worst. I'm sorry. I'm sad we went down that rabbit hole.
Sorry. I really like Borat.
I do too. Don't worry.
Okay. Good. So Kendall shows up. Everyone else shows up.
So we got Kendall, Eric, Nisha, Tia, Annalise, Crystal,
Chris R. A man
Jordan,
like that with a gun.
A man like that with a gun.
Jordan and David,
which is just awesome.
Oh, let's bring them back.
And so when like Jordan gets there, he's like getting along with everyone. David doesn't start anything right from the beginning. He like walks up. Like,
no, he doesn't.
Hello,
yeah.
Says hello to him, like, hey, Jordan, like.
And like they're not best friends.
No,
like they're
but
not.
Clearly, David like is like, I'm not trying to like be a dick from right at the beginning. Like, Jordan, it's good to see you. And then like Jordan just is having a talking head. Like, he's just pissed off. Like,
yeah,
he's just like, whatever, dude. Fuck you. All right, you want it? Here it is. Cheers, you being a bitch.
And there's he does say cheers you being a bitch again. He also talks about David in a chicken suit. And this was my highlight. I might bring this up again for Play of the Game, because Jordan, people are talking, they're like, hey, what's your deal with Jordan? And he says, I don't know, man, like Jordan, David, he just shows up in like a chicken suit one night, and I got this chicken sitting next to me going quack, 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 quack. And then he realized
what he said.
Goes, yeah.
And he goes, oh, cluck, 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 cluck.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute, Jordan, do you think chickens quack?
He literally had a room moment.
Oh, God.
Are you chicken? Cheep, cheep, cheep. Cheep, 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 cheep. That's immediately where my head went to.
Oh, God, yeah. So
John shows up too.
John shows up. Joe.
Everyone's like, and so now what kind of...
Wait, hold on, though. Alan.
My fault.
Who's not there?
Colton.
Colton.
He isn't there.
Colton's not there.
Not at all.
Oh, man. And Tia's just sitting there waiting for that boy to show up, and he's not showing up.
Which they keep just pointing out constantly.
Yeah. Colton's not showing up.
So now what this turns into is that this is just like a week-long cocktail party, essentially.
Yeah.
That
but
everyone
then
just
what
like
happens,
starts talking, yeah. chatting. I want to pull you aside. I want to talk to you over here. I want to get to know you over here. Ooh, let's figure out ourselves. Let's talk about this.
And then there... So remember like 10
so
minutes
I think
ago...
Before we get yeah. too much... Sorry. Before we get yeah. too much into Tia and what goes on there, I think... Should we just start talking about just like who's already starting to kind of...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into.
Great.
Yeah. So remember like 10 minutes ago when Kendall's intro package said she didn't need to be weird anymore?
Yes.
So she sits down with Joe and basically opens with, hey, you ever seen a dead body?
Yeah. So they're talking. It's like, oh, yeah, I'd be dead. You ever seen a dead body? What?
Like, they're sitting there talking.
Ever been on a picnic?
Somehow, yeah.
Nah, I've never been on a picnic before.
I go on picnics all the time in cemeteries.
In cemeteries. And graveyards?
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. I'm going to pause real quick. We're back. Sorry, I just got a spam phone call. No worries. Get a lot of spam calls from like Chinese phone numbers.
I get a lot of spam calls telling me that I have a car that I need to like redo my insurance for, and I don't have a car.
Yeah, I get a lot of phone calls about an issue with my credit card bill. I don't have a credit card, so. So we're working on that. But yeah, so Joe and Kendall are hitting it off pretty well.
Yes.
They're talking.
Yeah, no, so she goes, yeah, I like to have picnics in graveyards because it's quiet and it's really pretty. And, you know, there's no people around. Well, there's dead people. Have you ever seen a dead body?
You ever seen a dead body?
Nah, I never seen it. I mean, like, wait, does Joe say yes? Huh? Joe goes, yes, I think. He's like, yeah, I seen one. I seen one once. Really? And then like, and I'm like, oh, this is true fucking love.
Yeah.
Right here. Kendall and Joe.
Kendall and Joe, Kendall gets the first smooch of paradise.
Do they smooch pretty quick?
Yeah, they don't smooch at this juncture, yeah, but like say, the next mean, juncture yeah, is yeah, when yeah, they smooch.
I know they definitely
but
do
then
smooch.
It's coming up. We'll talk about it. But like we can just do this in chunks because this is very unorganized. But Kendall and Joe do smooch.
This show is going in five different arcs at five different times constantly.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But Kendall and Joe they smooch and it's really sweet. There is such a
like,
good moment
yes.
where because we're gonna bounce around time wise a little bit. Like Kendall is like talking to someone like they're talking like with like, some of the other girls at the bar, and at some point and then Joe shows up and he goes, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And they go over to like the daybed. They keep talking. That's when they smooch. And Kendall says, I like this part of like paradise where there's like. Like there's no drama, no one's like stealing anyone away from anyone to like do any to like cause drama or anything. And Joe says, "Oh, that's what I just did, though.
That's what I just did.
That's what I just did.
I mean, I just did it. She's like, you did, and I liked it.
And then they smooched.
And then they smooched.
I just like how Joe's like, oh no, that's
and
what
everyone's
I did.
Like, everyone's into Joe though.
Yeah, because he's wonderful.
He is, but like I remember seeing it from the beginning. Like everyone is like into Joe.
Yeah, because
he's all the women are like that man. That Joe is a cutie.
Yeah,
like oh Joe's
and
got
of
another
course
into
like
him?
He's perfect. He's the most wonderful perfect man, and Kendall is the most wonderful perfect woman.
They should be
together.
And if they don't end up together, Joe should be the bachelor.
Then Joe will be the bachelor. He will be the bachelor.
Da bachelor. I think that's how we have to start every episode. Okay, if he is,
let's stop saying if.
When Joe is the bachelor. I want him and Kendall to be happy.
I do too, but I also want him to be the bachelor.
Okay, when Joe is the bachelor.
Because also
it's gonna be I'm Alex Toy, I'm Alan Moss, and this is
Da
Bachelor. Like,
well, it's like how we did how we talked in one episode.
We have to get rid of Horny for that one season.
Yeah, well, it's like we talked about. Like a subtitle for each season, which mm-hmm. we during RE season, because remember episode one we called it Roses and Race Cars.
Roses and Race Cars.
Like which we didn't keep that up during Becca's season.
Not at all.
But then we and
no, they did the van thing.
They did the van. They kind of gave us their own. But I feel like that would be Joe's subtitle, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But
Joe subtitle The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. So let's get on to
Joe and Kendall are
Joe
getting
Kendall,
along really well.
They're getting along.
Who else is kind of vibing? Kenny and Crystal seem to be vibing.
Kenny and
so
Crystal
far.
Have a little bit of a vibe going.
Jordan has been talking with Annalise, like
Jordan,
we said before.
Yep,
that's
Jordan
going very
and Annalise
well.
Have a little bit of this and that.
Chris has started talking to Tia a bit.
Yeah, so that's where we get into what is
the
clearly
crux of this episode.
The most producer driven thing to happen this episode. Like they, if
yes.
they, like, let's be honest. Like, the whole Tia and Colton drama was just like a big bucket of gasoline that everyone was sitting on for the entire Bachelorette season.
Yeah.
And now, episode one, Bachelor in Paradise, they strike the match.
Yeah.
And
100%.
So we are all in Paradise right now. Tia's here. Colton is not.
What's
getting that
happen?
First date card? Who's getting that first date card? Tia.
Tia. No.
So when date cards arrive in Paradise, they are for a specific person. And that person then chooses. Anyone that they ask someone to go on a date with them.
Yeah.
And we all know Tia's in love with Colton. We've seen this 50 times. We've been hearing about it
what?
For an
Tia's
entire
in love
season.
With Colton?
I know. We've been hearing about this for an
Did
entire season.
Did they fall
season.
In love 9 months ago at Jaden Tanner's wedding?
That's a different couple.
I know, but that's such a good
It's a good callback.
Jokes.
It's a good callback.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it. So we get that date card and Tia's like, aw beans.
Ah, beans.
What do I do now with no Colton here?
I have no one to love.
There's no one for Tia.
Tia is lonely.
Tia is alone. Wait, hold on. Wait, backing up. There's one thing about Tia that I wanted to discuss.
Discuss.
Tia also got an intro.
Yes.
And in it, she says, "Hi, my name is Tia, and I'm from Little Rock."
Yeah.
Are we not talking about Wiener anymore, Tia?
Yeah, what happened? What the hell?
What the fuck, Tia?
Maybe she lives in Little Rock now.
I just think maybe they played the Wiener joke. Wiener. She's from Wiener, right?
Yeah. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of where you're from, girl.
Come on, girl.
You know where you're from.
Yeah.
You're from Wiener.
You're from Wiener. Have some pride for your hometown. A thing that I said you shouldn't have in the past. but really, you should have because I'm a piece of trash.
Just like Western New York. No.
We need to stop talking about that every episode because I feel so bad.
Don't feel bad. No. I told you. Own it. And we move on from it.
We haven't moved on, though, Alan.
You haven't moved on. I'm past it.
All right, fine. Tia's from Wiener.
But she says she's from Little Rock.
She says she's from Little Rock.
Controversy. Always pointed out here on Bros Before Rose.
Yeah, Bros Before Rose, the podcast where we discuss all of the continuity errors in the Bachelor franchise.
Your podcast's favorite podcast.
So Tia she's all saying, well, who do I take on a date with? Who's going to date This Tia.
And oh wow, that douchey guy seems like a guy I should get
Hey, remember with. Remember Chris R? He was good, right?
Yeah, I definitely didn't Tia. Watch him be shitty.
No, he wasn't good. He was bad. He was very bad. No. He was good. He didn't pull a gun on Denny on a rooftop. He was good. I'm gonna take him on a date.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happens next, Alan?
They go on a date. And they didn't do too... These dates aren't necessarily as spectacular all the time.
No, they're not.
Some of them are a little...
Because the thing is, the real spectacle now is on the beach. Like, it's not... Like, the dates are so inconsequential here. Sometimes you get a cool date, and we'll talk about those when they happen. But this isn't one of them. So, they go on a date.
This isn't one of them.
They go on a date. I don't really... What did they do? I remember there being fireworks.
And some dancing.
There was some dancing.
And they ate food.
Yeah.
They really didn't do anything spectacular.
It wasn't a whole lot of nighttime dates. Now, did they smooch?
They did smooch. They had a nice smooch.
They had a good smooch.
And here... Okay, now look. I may dislike Chris R to, like, the ends of the earth.
Dislike Chris R.
Because he sucks.
Yes.
And he's a bad boy. He's just not a good boy. But...
This is true. You speak the true truth.
What I will say is that at the beginning of this, at least, I was like, okay. Oh, yeah. And Chris Chris is referring to himself as the Goose.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the Goose Gang in a minute. Because not just Chris. There's a Goose Gang.
But there's a Goose Gang. But, like, Chris has referred to himself as the Goose multiple times. Because, what was it again? Like, the Goose has got to shed his wings or some shit like that. Like... It was some bullshit that he said, and now he's like, look, man, the Goose is here. The Goose is loose.
Like,
this isn't good. You're the worst person on this fucking island.
Yeah.
In this paradise. Anyway, so the Goose and the Gander are... see what I did there?
Yes.
Good. It was good. So the Goose and the Gander are smooching, and you're thinking, oh, okay, maybe this is going to be good. Chris is saying all the right things to Tia. He's going to be a good boy. Tia's gonna be happy with this, you know, foul man.
But mistake. I get it.
Okay.
All right.
But mistake!
You're talking to a guy who was the president of an improv group called Foul Play, but like with a W.
I know.
Like, let's
I just like to point out my puns because I know you don't love them.
I know. But as we said, but mistake.
Mistake.
Yakuza bus die. Yakuza very mad.
Yakuza bus die. Bring Colton to paradise.
But yeah, so now it's the next day. Tia and Chris R. They're on one of like the beach beds.
And they're smooching.
And they're smooching. They're sucking face. And then the doors of paradise swing open once more to claim another soul.
That's my Foley work for the doors opening.
And Chris Harrison stands there. As he shakes the hand, he sticks his hand out into the wilds and pulls Colton out.
I have given you your soul back, young man.
And he says, Colton, how you doing? And Colton says, good. Colton, you still a virgin? Why would you bring that up again, Chris? That's very difficult to talk about. All right, great, man. Get down there.
Get some action.
Get down there.
Butt slap.
Butt slap. Hold on, my computer locked. We're still recording. Great.
I would love that. I would love if like it'd be so inappropriate, but if someone's like, "All right, get down there." Butt slap. Like that'd be great if Chris Harrison did that.
Yeah. So
Colton goes down.
So Colton goes down there.
Definitely like feeling awkward. Because, okay, I want everyone to know, it's been a month since he was on Becca's season.
Yeah.
As he is appearing on this show.
Yep.
So he is still fresh off of heartbreak.
Yeah. And he's still got some complicated feelings about Tia.
Yeah.
And some complicated feelings about Becca.
Yes. Which is completely understandable.
Which, to be fair, yeah, he pretty much went... the way it's described on the show is he pretty much went from being kicked off Becca's season right to being on Paradise.
Oh, yeah, almost.
Like, for us, it's been a little while, but that's what I'm saying. Him,
like, it's been a month since, like, in this show, it's been basically a month from Becca dumping him to him being on Paradise, and then
I'm saying the reverse. I'm saying it's been a month from the episode where he got dumped to this episode of Paradise.
I'm saying in the show, it's been a month? In the show he says,
okay.
I only got dumped a month ago.
I thought the turnaround was much faster. I thought it was less than that.
But still, it's not a lot of time.
No, it's still not a lot of time.
Especially if you're in love with someone, it's a lot of fucking time.
Yeah. Especially when you just got a sex talk from Chris Harrison.
Which was the funniest thing ever.
Which is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
But anyway.
But you didn't get to use any of that knowledge that Chris Harrison imparted.
Harrison gave him all of the lovemaking techniques that anyone would have ever needed.
And
ever.
He never got to
use any of them.
Is he going to get to use them in Paradise?
We'll see.
We'll see.
But anyway.
But now Colton has arrived and Tia drops Chris R like a hot oven biscuit.
Get out of here, boy. But here's the thing. Colton comes in, doesn't say hi to Tia right away.
No. He grabs Kendall. And the thing is, people are kind of like, wait, hold on. Colton and Tia are a thing, and also Kendall and Joe have. What's happening here?
But Colton doesn't seem like he's doing anything. Like,
no, he's definitely like, not into Kendall. He's just saying,
can you give me the scoop? What's going on?
Because
he knows Kendall and Tia are friends.
Exactly, he knows Kendall, but that's it's very strategic. He pulled Kendall because he wanted to know what's going on with Tia. When other people show up to Paradise, they usually grab like their friends of the same gender to go somewhere and discuss this. But Colton pulled a very strategic move of pulling Tia's friend instead of like one of his boys.
One of his boyos.
But let's be honest, how many boys does he have here? I feel like he made it far enough, but he doesn't know Joe that well. Joe got sent home nice night one.
But if you just look at him, you're like, that man's my buddy.
He already doesn't like Chris R.
No one does.
And now he's not going to like him more.
Doesn't like Jordan very much.
He doesn't like Jordan or David. Like, Colton really...
I don't think he minds David.
But he definitely doesn't like Jordan.
Definitely doesn't like Jordan.
So, like, really, when you think about it, Colton really doesn't have a lot of boys.
It's true, but he's making more boys.
He's gonna be making boys. If he gets to use the knowledge that Chris Harrison has imparted to him to become
the greatest lover this world has ever known. Teach me your ways, Chris Harrison.
Christopher, teach me the ways of the lovemaking. Christopher, please.
I think we've had that joke earlier, in our making this podcast of sex ed with Chris Harrison.
Oh, well, no, we talked about it was dating with Chris Harrison.
Dating with Chris Harrison. Yeah. That's right, it was dating with Chris Harrison.
But let's keep going because Colton arrives in Paradise, date card in hand.
Yes, and everyone who arrives new gets a date card, right?
Yes. Yeah. So people are like, well, what's gonna happen?
Because, is he going to invite someone else in the
Is he going to invite Tia? Because Tia just went on what seems like a pretty good day with Chris R.
They seem to be having a nice time.
They seem to be having a good time. What's going to happen?
What's Colton going to do?
And he's going to look very conflicted on camera for maybe 45 full seconds before just going, hey, Tia, want to go on this date with me?
Hey, Jones.
Tia, you want to go on this date?
Don't fucking date.
And you know what Tia says? Tia says, but I just went on a date with Chris R. Yes, I will go on this date with you.
Yeah, it does not take her a long time.
No!
She's just like, oh, yeah, that's what I want.
So they go, they get on a boat.
Because they've been talking to her, too, while she had been there, before she went on the date. Everyone has been like, Tia, like, you either need to get over Colton or fucking, like, enjoy Paradise.
Yeah, you need to, like, either, like, get jiggy with this or you need to, like, figure some shit out here.
Yeah. And once she can like get some talk to Colton a bit, it's like, oh, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
So now we've got a bit of a love triangle because Tia and Colton go on this date and it goes pretty well.
Tia thinks it goes better than it does.
Here's the thing. They are in such an awkward situation that if you consider let's say there aren't cameras around.
Yes.
This date is going to be awkward regardless. This date is going to be awkward. I think that it was actually less awkward than it could have been.
Yeah.
They're on a boat together. You know how you have like the fuck boat?
Yeah.
Like there's always a fuck boat at some
point. There's always that fuck boat.
Like Garrett and Becca had
they
a
put
fuck
Becca
boat.
On a couple different
yeah,
boats.
Yeah, Becca had a couple fuck boats.
Yeah.
And by fuck boat, I mean it's not like a boat where you necessarily have sex, but it's just like a boat where you're just like lying on the bow suits.
Yeah, let's just lie to the front and hold each other and make out
before action shows up and says let's dive for some conch.
Yeah, get that sweet conch.
God, I miss Action. Can Action come to Paradise?
Can he be the third bartender?
Can Action?
And then we'll be the next two.
Yeah, eventually Wells is going to.
We're just
going to
be the towel. No, we can't be the towel boys. I'm going to be towel.
I don't want
to
be a towel boy.
What's a cool thing we could be that isn't bartender?
Surf instructors.
Surf instructors. Aloha. This is I'm Alan.
You're a really good surfer, right, Alan?
Yeah, I'm so good.
Because here's the thing. I've never surfed before, but I'm pretty sure I'm great at it.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely the best.
I'm definitely the best surfer. I rode a skateboard once, and it's pretty much the same thing.
What would our surf personas be? Would we be like really like you got to get out of here, hit the wave, get underneath, tubular.
Would we just get very California? We'd have to bleach our hair.
Oh, 100%. would we just be the dad from Rocket Power?
Yes, Raymundo?
Yeah, Raymundo.
Raymundo? You be Raymundo, I'll be Tito, okay?
Yeah. So I'm just like, hey, you gotta crash the wave, bro.
You're the fry cook, though.
That's
like, true. You'd be a better Tito.
I'd be a solid Tito, but I think you have more wisdom.
I feel like racially, I'm more similar to Tito.
You are more, but I think you'd be able to hit me with like the solid wisdom at every time. Like after I give it a surf instruction.
Ancient Hawaiian say, even though I'm not Hawaiian
at all,
even a little,
and it's Mexico,
and they're in Mexico. There's a lot of problems with what we just said,
But
let's just stick with this Raymundo Tito thing because I think that's a good vibe for us. I think that's a pretty good dynamic. That actually describes our dynamic pretty well.
I think that would be our dynamic if we were on Paradise.
Yeah.
We would just be those two randos.
Yeah. Or we could both be the guy in the top hat who says, "That's the spirit."
Well done!
But no, Raymundo and Tito, that's definitely our vibe in Paradise. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's definitely going to be our vibe when we go to Paradise, because we are going to go to Paradise.
Oh, yeah, no, we're just going to show up.
Yeah.
This is Paradise, right?
That's our plan. We're at after the final rose. Everybody loves us somehow.
Somehow we make the biggest impression.
Somehow we make a huge impression, and then network executives at ABC say,
we have to have
get
them.
Those two to Paradise.
Their ratings were huge.
The ratings went up astronomically in the 30 seconds that these two were on television.
Everyone watched!
Everyone loved them. America loves these two large men.
These boys
need to go to Paradise. Kind of sounded like it's a make-a-wish thing, but
this was their last and dying wish to go to Paradise.
And teach surf lessons.
And teach surf lessons.
Even though neither of them know how to surf, and it's very obvious.
You know, I just gotta throw the board in there.
Hey guys, welcome to your surfing date. Alex, that's a skateboard.
It's a skateboard.
Skateboards just water surf, just land surfing. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
No, they're entirely
different
things.
That's not how that works.
Nah, man, these are just land surfs. We're just land surfing.
We're land surfing all day.
This is my land surf. That's my water skating. All right.
That's my land surf. That's my water skating. Oh my god, that's so ridiculous.
This isn't a good bit. Let's keep going.
I thought this was a great bit.
It's a very good bit. I love it.
But Tia and Colton have a nice,
they have a
awkward date.
Nice aqua date.
Nice aqua date.
Because they're on a boat.
Burr, burr, burr.
Oh man, yeah.
Yeah, you had to dab that.
I just dabbed. Nobody saw
that. You had
to
dab that hard though. It was perfect.
Yeah.
They go jet skiing.
They do some jet skiing.
And Tia's just falling in love again. She's like,
oh, God.
I'm just so happy to be with Colton. I'm like, girl, what is you doing?
Well, yeah.
You're falling too hard, too fast.
God, too Jeez, fast, up. Too furious.
Oh, another good. We're having some good one.
We're doing all right.
Our one-liners are just on point.
We're very good.
Anyway, so she's getting a little too fast, too furious, too lovey-dovey.
Yep.
And she's like holding on to Colton while they're jet skiing.
Holding on to those big strong pecs of his.
Big strong pectorals.
Oof.
Oof. Stop. 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 That's gross. So all the while Tia keeps having a talking head every once in a while, just saying like, I'm really into Colton.
And that's she is!
She is, no, but she is. But like, but you see she's like falling harder than Colton is, and Colton's very much like, hey,
I just got out of a very serious relationship,
and I can't be like you and me or this so quickly, which is understandable.
Yes.
That's the annoying thing about what kind of goes on here is like Tia's like very much like, no, you need to decide, you need to choose me, you need to do this, and he's like, girl, like I need to take a second and figure myself out here a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, he's have a lot of emotions he's bottling up right now that he just definitely hasn't been able to address in any way. So I'm really on Colton's side here throughout Paradise.
Yeah, no, really I think that Colton, look, I think
silly virgin jokes aside, I'm very much on Colton's side through all of this.
Here's my thing.
And
with
I like Tia at the same time.
I like Tia a lot. I also and I also don't like Colton a lot. Because like just
But there's nothing wrong no,
there's
with
nothing
Colt.
There's nothing wrong with him.
I other understand than, not liking him, but yeah, but it's not like he's than, like a garbage boy.
No, he's not a garbage boy, but I really think that if he was as conflicted about his feelings for Tia as he kind of makes it out to be, he should have left Becca's season much earlier. And do I think that he had or has real feelings for Becca? Also, yes.
Yeah.
But
he had to have.
No, I'm sure he did.
With the reactions he's had.
Yeah, no, I really do think he did. I think that he has a lot of very conflicting emotions that really could have been solved if he was just if he had been sent home earlier on The Bachelor.
I agree.
And I stand by. I think Becca should have sent him home much earlier than she did.
I agree.
And I think that her
lack of ability. But we said, though, she just wanted to bang up on Colton.
I mean, not enough, she apparently.
Was horny, but she was so horny for him.
Was she?
Self-admittedly.
Yeah, no, she was. But just, like, I think that there have been so many mistakes that have led to where we are now.
Mistake.
Which is such a ridiculous thing to say about a fucking reality TV show that I've dedicated too much of my life to.
Yeah.
But there have been so many mistakes made.
We've said that every episode.
We say that every episode. And don't get me wrong. I love this show, and it will never die. I will watch The Bachelor until my dying breath.
Absolutely.
Well, but
he hung on right till the end of her season.
Right till the end of the season.
I need to see who she picks.
I just want her to find love. She's engaged. Good.
Yeah, it's time. It's been good. Okay.
What would be the best Bachelor-related final words?
Coming up. Heaven.
No. Just your last words right before. It's been the most
dramatic life
season yet.
It truly has been the most dramatic season yet.
Oh,
that is very fun. Like a little morbid, we're used to, but I enjoyed it.
Have I told you this isn't related to The Bachelor or this podcast at all?
I want
to
hear it.
It was a Reddit thread that from a while ago, which it was like, what like movie or television quote would make the best last words?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one in there that I read that would be literally perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I were to say this as my last words and then just immediately die, it would be hilarious.
I feel like I'm gonna completely agree with this. I know you well enough.
Andy's coming. Act like toys.
Oh shit!
And when you consider my last name,
it's perfect. No. It's so good. It's so Alex. Good. Oh shit.
Andy's coming. Act like toys.
That's so good.
Right?
That's very good. 100%.
But back to The Bachelor. the date goes well.
Date goes well. They smooch.
They come back.
They smooch.
And that's kind of the end of the episode, really. Like, we get a little bit of Chris Ark talking with Jordan and I think Nick.
Yes, because that's right. Nick. That's
when they call themselves the Goose Gang.
Ugh.
And it's deeply upsetting.
It's horrible.
There's some things that we definitely glossed, that we definitely forgot to talk about, like Nick. And his weird relationship with Chelsea that lasted maybe 9 minutes.
Oh my God. Was that this episode?
That was this episode.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about that.
Also, we completely did not talk about how Wills was on this episode.
Well, but Wills doesn't do, but
Wills okay, doesn't to be do fair, that.
They
much.
Didn't really show a lot of Wills. Yeah. Like, but Wells is on this. And
Wells is there. And we talked about this in our finale episode because this episode had already happened.
Yes.
About how Wills and Wells meet each other.
I'm Wills.
And they just like immediately look like they get along based on the fact that their names are very similar.
Wills did also have an intro.
It was him putting on different, very nice, very good floral outfits.
Yes. Saying, I'm not boring. And I was like, I didn't ever think you
were. I never thought you were, man. I
thought you were just a good boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they have that. So Nick, let's talk about that because it was horrible.
Let's talk about Nick real quick, but that's really the end of the episode once we, like.
Nick is garbage.
So if you remember Nick, and I wouldn't blame you if you didn't.
One dude I complained about who was wearing a fucking tracksuit to a goddamn rose ceremony.
Exactly.
Like a fucking heathen.
And here's the thing. It's just, if you.
Which Rachel Lindsay did also point out. Thank you, Rachel Lindsay.
Thank you, Rachel. If you're going to wear a tracksuit to a rose ceremony.
Or anywhere.
You got to fucking rock that tracksuit. And the tracksuit he was wearing just wasn't that good.
At all.
Like, also, if you're going to wear a tracksuit, if you're going to wear a tracksuit, it's got to be fucking, like, bright orange. I want you to look like Coach from New Girl. Like,
yeah, no, you got to, like, really, like, peacock it.
Yeah, like, you, like, there's no such thing as a subtle tracksuit,
all
right?
Not at all.
Like, no, just don't. You're not doing it.
I'm wearing the classy tracksuit this time around. I thought I'd give her, you know, the black and gray. Make sure she really sees that I'm classy.
No, I want it to be, like, yellow and blue. Like,
oh, like neon. Yellow.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to wear a fucking tracksuit, wear a fucking tracksuit.
Because I feel like you can get away
with it. Wear a tracksuit Chris Harrison would approve of.
You can get away with it in The Bachelor because, like, you could be like, I just thought it'd be a funny thing to do for the cocktail party. Show you a weird side of me.
Yeah.
You know? And then she'd be like, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like it. And then you might get a rose. But, like, don't just be like, no, I'm seriously wearing this classy tracksuit.
Yeah.
Nick is the fucking worst.
So he Nick is garbage. Like lying
Pure
on one of these
garbage.
He's lying day on bed. One of these day beds with Chelsea, and Chelsea is clearly not
and
into
he's
this.
He's not making any eye contact with her.
He's looking at his own hands,
putting like sticking his hands together, and just going like, you know, like yeah,
you're like a really attractive,
and I don't know, I'm like. I just feel like we're really attracted to each other.
I feel like we're getting along really well.
Strange attraction to you.
Strange attraction. I forgot about that, yeah.
He says this just weird bullshit to her. Just like, you know, like.
And he sounds like this, too.
Yeah, this is exactly how he's talking. You know, like, I just have this strange attraction to you. And I mean, you got, like, you're doing all this. You're really great. You're really attractive. I'm really feeling it.
And then Chelsea gets up and says, all right, I'm going to go to bed.
I'm tired. And he goes, I've never had a girl do that to me. And I'm like, really? Because based on this one interaction, I feel like that's all women do to you.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? And then later on, he says, like, I felt like me and Chelsea had a really great conversation. And I'm like, are you sure?
Were you there for the same conversation that I watched?
We all saw it, and it was garbage.
Also, there's something to keep in mind. Is that the first rose ceremony is going to be not this episode.
Right.
But the women have the power.
Yes.
So, the men are trying to make impressions on the women here.
Yes.
Instead of the reverse. Yes. Which is why I think Nick was kind of maybe grasping at straws a little bit, or maybe he's just that dumb.
He's maybe that dumb.
He might just be that dumb.
He's that dumb.
But we see a lot this episode of the men making moves because they need to get that rose.
So, essentially, that's the first part of the first week.
Yeah. So, Bachelor in Paradise, something we didn't discuss, happens twice a week.
Yes. Monday, Tuesday.
It's Monday, Tuesday. This week's
Which
episode...
Which also is what makes it a little bit harder for us to, like, record this the right way and has kind of thrown our time schedules off a bit.
Yeah.
It's a lot to watch.
Because it means we can't... Yeah, it's a lot to watch in a week. We both work nights, typically. So we're kind of we're playing a lot of hard
catch up.
We both
also have social lives too. Like,
speak for yourself. I don't.
I have a bit of a social life. I was trying to be good, and you fucking ruined it.
No, I do have a social life. It's just like.
It's at night after work.
And by it's at night after work, I mean it goes from night into the morning, and then I have to sleep all day. But regardless, we're doing our best to we're
just two good boys doing our best.
We're doing our best. We're going to try our best to get another episode to you out this week about the next week of Paradise, and then...
So it would be the next two episodes. So this is technically this is week one, episode one.
Yeah.
And then week two, episode one...
And two
is going to be the next episode.
Yes.
And then the next episode
is
going to be
week three,
episodes one and two.
Yeah. And I think there's only 5 weeks of Paradise, so we're like already halfway through, pretty much.
Yeah, basically. But we're trying to. This will all get out. We'll be back on time soon.
Well,
it's a lot. So
yeah.
And we know that like. It's just a lot of fun to hear us talk about it anyway. So
exactly. And who knows? Maybe once this is all over, we can get back to Flavor of Love.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We got episodes of that to fucking
We still got Goldie. Remember what happened to... Goldie rallied.
Goldie rallied and she fucking came back.
But that's the opening to Bachelor in Paradise. It's a little...
Bachelor in Paradise, or BIP, is a very... goes in a million different directions.
It's very unstructured.
So
it's very freeform.
So it's very hard to...
Very dynamic.
Yeah.
Next week we
get
Yuki.
Very sexy.
Oh, so sexy.
There's smooching going on.
They're smooching and everyone's in bathing suits the whole time. Like,
the entire time.
It's just... When we... Like, this is a horniness that this podcast has never seen.
Or experienced until now.
Yeah.
For me.
For you.
Half of us haven't experienced how horny this is. And
no.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
Everything about it's great.
Yeah. I feel like we should do Play of the Game. Let's do Play of the Game.
Let's hit it, boy.
But before we do that, do we want to, I feel like we should use different Play of the Game music for Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm okay with that.
Like, not, like, get rid of the Overwatch thing. Maybe find something like, beachier, you know?
Like, oh, man, what could we even do?
I was thinking, like, maybe, like, the Rocket Power theme song.
that guitar twang that they have in, like, surfer movies? Like, wow.
I'll find something in editing, when I inevitably don't find it, I'll just fall back on
But you know what I'm talking about, though. Like, when it's, like, we're, like, you know,
yeah.
And then it's, like, the title's like in a bunch of water or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would be a sound that goes along like that.
Or maybe something like...
I'm describing it horribly.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Maybe something like... Maybe like an instrumental from SpongeBob, you know?
Oh, something like that.
Or maybe this is the time where we can finally bring in Tiny Tim's Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight.
That's not a bad idea.
That might be the best time for this because that's not inherently a beach song, but I feel like SpongeBob made it one.
That's very true, but I don't know if that's a Play of the Game music.
We'll see. We'll do some testing. We'll do some QA testing.
We'll get back to our sponsors. Let them know. Do some. Bring it into a couple like test groups, see how they're feeling about it.
I'll check in with Powerade. We'll see what they think.
see if this is a sanctioned move that we can make.
Yeah, let's see if Powerade will let us get away with it.
Well, I don't know, guys. I feel like we're going in a weird direction with this podcast.
That's not really the vibe that Powerade's about, you know?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But yeah, look, whatever it may be, play the music. What is your Play of the Game?
Ooh, okay. This is tough because I think I'm going to give it to Bibiana.
Okay, okay.
Because that joke to Chris Harrison was just great.
Okay, the uterus joke
at the beginning was great.
All right, I'll take it.
I just what a phenomenal human interaction I was able to witness.
Yeah. I'm going to say some words that I haven't said in a long time.
Please.
But that they feel so good coming out of my mouth because I haven't said them in so long.
Yes.
Alan, I'm giving my Play of the Game to Kendall.
Yes, I knew it.
Just because she... Just going from... I don't need to be weird anymore to... You ever seen a dead body? Like...
Yeah.
Just, it's like, Kendall, what? Right. What happened to not being weird anymore?
That didn't last, girl.
No, but it just shows how fucking Kendall is. Yeah. You know?
She's perfect.
She is exactly who she needs to be, I love it, and I love her.
She's killing it.
And I just, the fact that she's on BIP makes this show worth watching.
Doing
for
a great
me.
Job.
Yep.
Keep it up, Kendall.
Keep it up, Kendall. Keeping up with the Kendall.
Keep it up with the Kendallian. Kendalls.
And she has a twin sister named Kylie. Oops.
Keep it up with the. Yeah.
We're getting too adjacent. Let's, God.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Let's wrap this shit up. All right, guys. So, yeah, Bros for Rose coming at you with those fresh, hot paradise takes.
Just those fresh, hot paradise jokes.
Yeah.
All that you've been wanting a week and a half after.
Exactly.
Isn't it the best?
We're available on podcast apps, iTunes, Pocket Casts, Google Play, Google Podcasts. That's a new thing. We're technically available there because I think they just use the same library as Google Play.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we're on Spotify yet. I did submit us several weeks ago. But
they haven't reviewed our case yet?
I don't think they've reviewed us yet.
We need to give them a call.
Yeah.
Our people need to call their people.
Our people will call their people. I'm not sure what's happening with the audio right now, but it looks like it's still recording. I hope it is. Check us out on Facebook at our at facebook.com/brosbeforerosecast. Leave us a message. You can also leave us a voice message on our host Anchor. Leave us a voice message. We might play it back on this podcast.
And probably will.
We never get any messages from anyone. We've literally never heard from a fan of this show.
I don't even know if they exist.
I'm unclear if anyone listens to this podcast. I know I've told people about it.
I have as well. And I have actually confirmed that there is one person.
I know just from looking at our stats that we get about 20, 25 listens a week.
That makes me feel so good. And we both know that 15 of those is us.
At least 15 of those are just the two of us. So there's about 5 people who listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. But until next time, guys, thanks for listening to Bros for Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been the most
dramatic episode yet.
That was all right. That was good.
That felt great.
That was good.
I was just like, I was even pointing at the microphone. Yeah. Just like, you got this. This is what it is.
I feel like we could do it on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, yeah. Pointing at.